Polaris Australis. Billions of stars. Naked eyes see 9,000. Some no longer exist. No bears here. Ursa Major and Ursa Minor are long lost from sight. I sail south of the Antarctic Circle. It grows more challenging to find my place on Earth. Lacking a pole star, the only way I know to navigate these dim spaces is to create imaginary lines between what points are visible. I have to learn new constellations to make sense of my sky. First, fooled by the false cross, I locate Crux, the smallest of 88 constellations, and within it, the asterism of its four brightest stars, Southern Cross. I trace one line down the kite's long center from Gamma to Alpha Crucis, extending a taut string straight into a lack of light. And then I stretch a second, perpendicular to the line between the pointer stars Alpha and Beta Centauri, to find the intersection at the center of darkness, lying at the other end of the Earth's axis. Finally, I arrive not to a thing, but in a space. Sunrise. Stars still shine, unseen in so much light from one.